Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt, Sukkah, Perik, Gimel, Mishnah, Zayin, Shir, Esrik, Hakotten. What is the shear of a small esrik? In other words, how small can an esrik be? And I can still be yotzei the mitzvah with it. Rabbi Meir says, ke'egos, like a nut. Rabbi Huda says, kabei, like an egg. If it's smaller than that, it's pasul, because it's a dayin le'nigmer hapri. And the Torah says, priates, as we explained in the previous mission, it has to be a complete peri. Now, uvagadol, how big can an esrig be and you're still yaitz of the mitzvah? And for the Mishnah, k'desh yoiches shnayim biyadei achas, so that he can hold two esrigim in one hand. In other words, it can't be that big. You can still take two of them into one hand, and it's kosher. But bigger than that wouldn't be kosher. Now, what's the reason for this? So the Gemara explains. The mitzvah of netilas lulav is structured so that you take the lulav in your right hand and the esrig in your left hand. Now sometimes you have to switch hands, where the esrig is in the right hand and the lulav is in the left hand. The only way to switch hands is through at one point holding both the esrig and the lulav in one hand until you make the switch. I mean, unless you're a professional juggler, and it wouldn't be covered to throw inyan shel mitzvah anyway, even if you were a professional juggler, how do you switch something? For a second, the two of them are in one hand, and then you switch. If the esrig is too big, Rabbi Yehuda is worried it's going to fall, and it may pass the esrig. So therefore, the shear is the maximum shear. How big can it be? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to be able to hold two of them in one hand. This way, in one part of your hand, you hold the lulav, and in the other part, you can hold the esrig. There has to be a possibility of holding all dalet minim in one hand, at least for a short while. Rabbi Yossi says, I'm not worried that he has to switch it from one hand to the other. And therefore, afilu, even if it is so big, if the esrik is so big that echad, one esrik has to be held b'shtei yada with both of his hands, it's also kosher. As a matter of fact, it's brought down over here. It could be even bigger than that. It can be so big you have to carry it on your shoulder, even though he won't be able to hold the esrik and the lulav together, obviously. But lemaisa, because he has all the dalet minim there, it wouldn't be ma'akev, it wouldn't hold back the mitzvah. Now we paskel like Rabbi Yossi that there is no maximum shear to how big an esrig can be, but as far as the minimum shear is concerned, how small it can be, so we paskel that if it's less than an egg, it's pasul, like Rabbi Yehuda. So quickly chazering over, what did we learn in our Mishnah? How small can an esrig be? Rabbi Meir says like a nut. Rabbi Yehuda says like an egg. How big can it be? Rabbi Yehuda says, not too big. You have to be able to hold two in one hand, so you should be able to make the switch with the lulav. Rabbi Yossi says, even if the esrig is so big, then you need both hands to hold it. We still say that it's kosher.